Hi there, we're the Obvious Brothers. I'm Obvious Steve.
Obvious John.
He's Obvious John. All right, here we are back again, doing it again, John. This should be a wild, fun-packed episode since we have all kinds of material to talk about and low-hanging fruit in terms of jokes. So you want to start where we began and begin with what were the low-hanging fruit, John? You
Go ahead.
go ahead. So, University of Kentucky seems to be having a certain amount of problem hiring a basketball coach, John.
Yeah, kind of
And
funny, isn't it?
I want you to know, Twitter has been alive with comments back and forth, particularly the ones for about the Kentuckians claiming we have so much money and everything, we can buy anybody. Yeah, so it's kind of funny. I don't think either one of us is a big pro Kentucky kind of guy, are we, John?
No, we are not.
We are not. So, John, did you see this one? The Kentucky guy said, "Oh, we've got more money. We could buy your coach, blah blah blah." And the guy from Connecticut said, "Okay, that's just BS." He said, "I looked it up. Your average household income is like $55,000 a year." He says, "That's a third world country." I said, "You know, who wants to go to a third world country, no matter how much money you give them? And plus, it's a shit," he said, "it's a shit stain university on top of that." So, yeah, the Connecticut guy really, yeah, jammed him right up, man. Shit stain university in a third world country.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why they went after Hurley. I mean, the guy's coming off of back-to-back championships. You think he's
Well,
going to leave UConn? I mean, that's crazy.
yeah, well, okay, funny Hurley story, which I hope you haven't heard, but maybe our audience has, and if you have, Hurley, Monday night, they asked him about this after the championship game, and he said, "You've got to be kidding me about Kentucky, right?" He said, "My wife, I am his her he used her name, of course. My wife, she was upset when I moved us to Rhode Island." And he says, "When I took the job here at Connecticut, she was happy that I was at least moving her closer to New Jersey." He said, "I can't imagine what she would say if I even asked about Kentucky." He says, "You know, the divorce would be very expensive, and I'm just beginning to make real money." So,
Pretty funny.
yeah, that's pretty funny. I don't know what the funniest part is. It is about him calculating the money, or his wife thinking Rhode Island was such a that he had moved her to
Timbuktu.
non-civilization, moving her to
Yeah.
Rhode Island. Yeah. So, oh yeah. So yeah, I think it was a big stretch. Of course, then they tried to get Scott Drew, and God got in the way. So yeah, so, and that was pretty funny all week. The Chip and Joanna memes were pretty damn funny too.
Yeah, those were funny.
And Chip was like, "Wow," he was pretty damn funny at one point. Did you see the one from Chip? You see something from Chip? Oh, okay. So a guy says, "You know, who are these people in Waco, and how you don't have the money to keep them? Who the heck is Chip and Joanna Gaines? They're talking to him anyway." And Chip said, I'm him, I'm the guy." And he says, "You may not know me, but ask your mama. She knows who I am."
Funny.
Yeah, your mama.
Jordan's got a 20-foot putt for 8 on 15.
Well, yeah, not the way you diagram it back home, John.
He just absolutely imploding on that hole. Just after
Yeah.
he made birdie on 13 too, I thought, okay, he can get it back down around the cut line, but around even maybe.
Well, it's a little early to know what's the cut line going to be, they claim.
That I haven't even projecting it yet, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be around plus two.
Yeah, well. You never know with Jordan. He could birdie the last three holes. You know, he's like that. All right. So there you go. The Kentucky stuff's good. I guess Everybody I see who I think is real, because there's been lots of false alarms, it thinks the guy from BYU's taken the job maybe as early as today. And there are people I've seen from Kentucky who aren't happy about that. But, I'm sorry, he played basketball there at UK.
Yeah.
He played there, and he's a successful high major coach. What the hell?
Yeah.
Seems like a decent hire in my book, but yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a good hire. I mean, I don't understand what they're, I mean, they're all boo-hooing about, but whatever. It's their problem.
Yeah. Well, aren't you guys playing them at this point?
Think our home and homes are back,
Yeah, that's what I thought.
or they might actually be neutral courts, neutral, quote unquote.
Well, yeah, that means you're not going to Bloomington, Lexington. You're probably going to Louisville and Indianapolis or something.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what it means.
All right. So there's our Kentucky stuff. I will save the other low hanging fruit for later. So where you want to go? You want to talk about, well, let's get serious. Well, sort of serious. We have to talk about our bracket winner. In the end, our man Josh won our bracket, the Obvious Brothers bracket. Congratulations, Josh. Well done. Is this where we both say something about taking a number one overall seed to win it all is the thing to do or not the thing to do or something like that?
I don't know. I guess it's the thing to do. I mean, he won, right?
Yeah, I more power amount more power to him coming off a year when it was not very chalky. This year, nail that chalk, baby.
Yeah, extremely chalky.
But he
Tournament
went for
was
that
good.
move. So he has the beautiful pink Stanley mug is sitting on my dining room table. Waiting to have the beautiful Obvious Brothers stickers put on it. And so
Shout out to, shout out to Tay, my daughter, for designing it.
oh, Tay, you said. Okay. Also known as GB, but okay. Yeah, your daughter did a nice job. Although the drawing she's using of the two of us, I don't recognize either one of us from those drawings, but I guess that's okay. I guess we're supposed to be able to recognize each other from the hats we're wearing. But anyway, so we're shout outs to Josh for winning. It came down to him and, as I said last week, your sister. And yeah, Connecticut won. We can talk about that game or last weekend's games if you want to, or you can talk me up about the women's game on Sunday, which got a higher ranking higher rating than the men's game on TV. So, what you want to talk about any of the above or yeah.
The women's game was a good game. I thought it was pretty scrappy in the first half, and thought maybe, geez, Iowa was thinking they might be able to hold them off, and at the end of the day, South Carolina was just too much for them.
Yeah, well,
Too much cock.
that's true of both games, right? That first half was something of a game, particularly the women's game, just so that we know the difference. Didn't Iowa come out like 10-0 run to start the game? And you were like, oh, they might run them off the court. And by the end of the quarter, it was, I think South Carolina had the lead, or it was close enough where you knew that the Iowa run had not really, done the damage. I think it was, yeah. I think it was a case in both games where the one was a deeper, more well-rounded team, and I think the other, the Big Ten teams both counted on one person. couldn't get enough out of the other people to keep up.
Yeah. Well, and Caitlin wasn't exactly on fire in the second half, and
No,
when it
and
comes,
I think they adjusted to take her out of her game a little bit.
yeah.
Yeah, which is they got the, as I say, the Jimmies and Joes who can do that. So not everybody has somebody who can keep up with her and stay on her hip. And yes, I think part of it was South Carolina was able to control the boards and the inside. They had a man, I forgot her name, huge young woman in the middle is
Cordoza.
right, that's right. Yeah, Cordoza, but who is 6'7" and a serious space eater. So yeah,
Pretty
so
athletic too. And she
right.
moves pretty good for being that big.
Yeah, she's blocks shots, gets a lot of boards, and hard to drive in there and get much anything with her in the game. So yeah, so good for South Carolina, undefeated. I don't think it got talked about. You know, here they happens more in a women's game, but run through a whole season undefeated is like seriously,
Yeah, I mean
seriously
they're
good stuff, man. Yeah.
73-1 in the last two seasons. Pretty good.
Yeah, well, yeah, and Caitlin got him last year in the Final Four. It's the only loss. So
Yeah.
I guess we're going to move on. This would be funnier than any joke we're going to tell, John, if the Indiana Fever took somebody else with the first pick in the WNBA draft.
There's no way.
There's no, well, they're probably, well. No, there's probably no way, but it'd still be funny, John, because I'm sure you've seen, and Josh and them have passed on the tweets that somebody is covering, a national TV is covering 36 of the Fever's 40 games or something like that.
Yeah, they're going to be nationally
How
televised.
fast could they? How fast would they be backtracking, John, if with the first pick, the Indiana Fever take Cordoza from South Carolina? Whoa,
Yeah.
whoa, whoa, whoa. Fever games are suddenly not something we want to be televising over and over again.
Well, it's 2 years in a row they've had the first pick, and I think their team is going to be actually pretty good, I think so.
Well, that would be good.
But
And of course, she'll bring a lot of eyes.
yeah, well, with her in Boston, I mean it's going to be a good duo for sure.
Yeah, well, we look forward to talking about that. But okay, so there you go. It's we will not talk much about the Monday night game, which yeah, it's just kind of sad. But then I will point out to you, last week's podcast we had this conversation, and I said that the point spread wasn't enough, and you acted like you didn't believe me, and. They had quite the team.
Yeah, it's a really, really good deep team. They just, like you had said, I think Purdue had just they relied too much on Edie, and only scoring 37 points just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, they only had 37, and okay, he could have had a lot more.
Know.
He did not have a particularly great game. His shooting percentage was not as good as it often is, and he missed some free throws. So, if he had shot his normal, I think from the floor and the free throw line, I think he'd have had at least five more, and maybe more than that. But
Yeah.
the simple matter is, Purdue plays a played through the post. They played into the post, and it didn't come back out because they were single teaming him, and he got more than his own, but he didn't have anybody to kick it out to. And
No.
so they only took seven threes. That's the lowest number of threes they took all year in a game, seven. And at the end of the
Oh, yeah.
game, I think it was only five. I don't know if they recounted or what, but they couldn't get it, couldn't get a 3-point shot off. And so it's hard to, yeah. John may have just frozen up and gone away. Oh, there.
Yeah, I just had a little power surge.
Power, is that what? Okay, power surge. Yeah. So in the middle of my breaking down the game, at the UConn, I heard this over and over again. They're playing four pros, and Purdue is playing one, and there's kind of some of a question mark about that. But so, yes, they were just too big, physical, skilled on the outside, and more. I've already heard people talk about what he's going to do next year, and kind of like we're talking about Kentucky and the money to him. Everybody suddenly has faith in Danny Hurley to reload and do it again. He's going to lose four starters. I think Caravan's the only one coming back, and maybe even he's a question mark. So we'll see, but I'm sure he's going to
Well, Klingon's only a sophomore, isn't he? Is he definitely going?
Oh yeah. He's a they think he's a lottery pick. And he can make a lot more money as a lottery pick than he can playing for UConn. So, John, I know you watched the game. How was Danny's comportment Monday night?
He's pretty spicy. He's pretty spicy out there, isn't he?
Pretty spicy. Yeah, there you go. You want to say anything more about it than that?
Oh,
No.
I'm shocked he didn't get teed up, at least. I mean, I know they gave him a warning once, but I'm kind of shocked that he didn't get a tee. He was definitely borderline pushing it.
Borderline pushing it. You're being generous, and you know it. He should have been
Yeah.
teed up multiple. I mean, when he walks up to Edie at the timeout and gets
I
within,
know.
arm's length of him, I thought that was. Didn't think he could do that. At one point, he threw a pin on the court, and
Well, I didn't see
he
that.
pushed. He pushed a player, the one you're talking about, that they gave him a warning. He pushed his own player during play.
Well, Andy was, yeah, during play. I know.
He's
Oh, my
dribbling the
fault.
ball. No, you need to be away from this sideline. You need to be more in the middle of the court. Push, push.
Yeah. A live ball, and he's on the court pushing the guy out to the top of the key. I mean, I don't, how is that not a tee?
You're exactly. It's gonna be interesting to see how much they're gonna let him get away with in the future. And of course, Karen, because I overused the your sister last week, I was told. Karen was really not happy with him late in the game when they're up like 20 and he's still out on the court barking. It's like, dude, what are you doing, man? Dan, good old Danny. Danny, why we think Northeasterners, suburban New Yorkers are assholes, right?
Well,
You're walking around, you got chunky on your feet.
I mean, I'm gonna be chunky for a while until my internet reboots, so.
Oh, okay, chunky. And sometimes it turns out when you re-listen that you're not chunky on the. But that's a tech thing. So how much money are you putting on to win the Natty next year?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You don't think that's going to happen? Okay. All right. We'll move on. Speaking of next year, you paying any attention to the portal? Of course, you've got to be.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
Dude, there's a lot of
I
effing
don't,
people on the portal, man.
I know. That's why it's kind of hard to really keep that good a track. I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a couple rumors about some IU player or guys looking at IU, which would be nice, but we'll see.
I've seen several IU on several people's visiting list, including I don't remember. I've seen so there are 1,500 guys in the portal. I can't remember them all, but the guy was going to IU, Kansas State, and Illinois. Is that where he was going? Visiting next week or the week after, but. Yeah, there are 1,500, maybe going to be 2,000 people in the portal. And of course, this keeps churning as coaches have left? Like all of UConn's people or UConn, UK's people are can go in and all of Arkansas's, because Cal Perry made the joke, I met with the team, but there was no team at his press conference. So yeah, it's crazy. And like there's no way you can predict at this point what anything's going to look like next fall. Yeah. Everybody's got at least half their roster pretty much they're trying to fill.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much shuffling and stuff to go on that's going to be pretty wild.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, just, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like all this movement. You know, it doesn't really give teams much to get very cohesive. You know, you play a year, you don't get as many minutes, you don't score as much as you want, whatever. So, you know, I'm going to take my ball and go to another team and see if I can do better there. And
Yeah. Free market, baby. What do they say about the free market, about being wild and something? Yeah, but there you go, free market. Of course, a lot of them are going. The eligibility rules are going to close here when the COVID stuff gets off the books. So, there'll be a little bit less movement, I think, and there'll be fewer people to move because, you know, we got like Edie could come back another year, which would be like year number five.
seems like he's been there forever.
Well, yeah, all these guys got the COVID year yet. You know, all the older guys. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, they got years. So, yes, a portal. All right. So, before we get to the golf, which you're watching and doing side comments on, so how's Tiger doing? Is he
Well,
going?
my TV shut off on it. I had this little power bump, so I got to turn it back on.
Oh, okay. Baseball. So you saw that the union head executive director came out and said that arm injuries are due to the pitch clock.
No, I did not see that.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. There was a formal statement. Yes. So yeah. Now that seems to be their. That is a take, and you know, a bunch of really, really big names have hurt their arms already this year. So, yeah. Strider from the Braves. Shit. You know, I knew the list here a minute ago. Did Valdez hurt his arm for the Astros? But,
Yes.
right. Somebody else was.
Yuri Perez, Shane Bieber.
Bieber, that's the one I was thinking of. Bieber has to have Tommy John surgery. So yeah, I listen to guys who you know, I listen because it's interesting. I don't understand how or why they do it, but they're always picking these awards and betting on the awards, like, you know, Cy Young. So here it is, April, their first week of April, they're talking about what we're going to do in a Cy Young. Well, now all the guys we were betting on, thinking they were going to win, that were the surest, like Strider and Bieber, were like maybe number one in both on the AL and NL side, and they're both hurt. What do we do now? So there's that kind of talk, but you know, there's some heavy hitters already on the bench. So I guess, you know, everybody's wondering why, and as I say, the Players Association executive director said it's pitch clock, which I've seen rebuttals, but it's I understand why the Players Association would say such a thing. It's a working condition thing, and they're trying to make sure, yeah, that they don't overwork them. I mean, as you know, these days, players have a different life than they used to. And pitchers are particularly, you know, nobody pitches 200 innings anymore, let alone 300. So,
Yeah, I mean, nobody pitches more than, I mean, if a guy goes 5 innings in a game, that's considered deep now, and I think that's just sad, to be honest with you.
Now, well, I think six gets you a quality start, but people have stopped caring about that, or managers have stopped caring about quality starts. So, like you say, five, six is about it. You don't see anybody complete games, which used to be a thing. Yeah, who has the most complete games? I don't even know. Does anybody have it? I mean, it's a non-stat anymore. Nobody goes all nine ever.
Yeah, whoever has that record, it'll never, ever, ever, ever be sniffed again.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say that. There could be an apocalypse where there are only 10 people left and only one of them can pitch. But yeah, I see what I know what you mean. You're probably one of those that is not going to be. I don't even know they're going to bother to track it anymore, right? Because it's not going to happen often enough to care. Or
Yeah.
so that yeah, I just I dropped that one on you that it's the pitch clock, which I want to say. I wasn't sure what to say about the whole thing, but I really do like the shorter games. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody does. In my opinion, I think it's definitely better for viewership.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have as big a commitment. And if you're only going to watch the end of the game, well, first you gotta figure where the end of the game is, and then you watch the last three innings, you're not even committing an hour, maybe a half an hour. So yeah. So I don't know. It's just can't be having all the star pitchers tearing up their arms, but that's a whole. Somebody with a kinesiology and anatomy degree needs to talk about that, not me. So, yeah.
They're all a bunch of wusses.
You get them, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so while we're on baseball, you been paying any attention to the Ohtani thing?
A little bit.
Did you see how many bets the guy made?
Did you see the text he sent the guy he was making bets with?
No.
He sent a text, I guess, that said, "I guess I'm not really all that good at this betting thing, am I? LOL."
Yeah, well, okay. They supposedly have investigated and okay. Is any bookie in the world letting that guy run up that tab?
I mean, did he pay it?
Eventually. I mean, he stole Ohtani's money to pay up at some point.
I mean, I don't know. No, probably not. I mean, whatever it was, I heard upwards of $16 million that he had stole from Ohtani, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was how many million in the hole supposedly on his bets?
Well, how bad do you have to be at betting, or do you
He was
just
pretty
make money?
bad. I saw a minus 15% ROI. Yeah, somebody said, just betting straight up games, it's only is minus 2 or 3%. You got to be completely whiffing a lot. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me that a guy like that's able to run up that kind of tab. But yeah, we're sitting a long way away and we're not investigators, but I know this. If I had a bookie, I would. If I got six figures in debt, there would be a guy named Guido at the door wanting car keys and mortgages. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, if I got 4 figures in debt, I'd have my kneecaps been worked on.
I don't know. Four figures. I think that depending upon who you are, they might let it float. But getting to five gets to be serious. Yeah, serious change and getting to be eight figures and your whole family may be in jeopardy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So okay, let's go to the other low hanging fruit. O.J. Simpson died day before yesterday, and is it surprising? No, maybe probably not. He is highly mockable, and there is just so many jokes. So I'll just go with the one I like best so far, John. Did you hear about OJ and the funeral? No, they can't have it because he doesn't fit into the casket. Casket's too small.
Well, you know why they called him OJ,
This ought to be good. Yeah. No, why?
because he beats the pulp out of his women.
Oh, okay. So the one of the classic Norm Macdonald I saw.
Oh my God, the Norm Macdonald stuff is just relentless.
Yeah, Norm clearly was not a fan. So Norm Macdonald's doing a sports show as an MC, and it's like if it wasn't a Heisman Trophy, but something like that. And Charles Woodson's in the front row, and he says, "Charles, you've got the Heisman Trophy, first defensive player to ever win it, and they can't take that away from you. Well, unless you murder your wife and a waiter."
In the classic Norm Macdonald delivery, too.
Norm got in a little trouble with that. And on the same track, stupid Heisman Trophy Twitter account had a nice grieving kind of thing about Heisman Trophy winner OJ Simpson died. And it's like, just keep your mouth shut, man. I mean, you've messed so many things up. I mean, Reggie Bush still doesn't have his, right? They took it away from him, right? And but OJ, we're going memorialized.
Yeah, they did a kind of a little puff piece on him last night and on ESPN too, but they did make sure to mention the whole everything else that went along with it.
Yeah, well, I of course am old enough to remember his career. He was a hell of a college running back, and then of course, great pro career with first guy to make run for 2,000 yards in a season, I think. And he was the all-time leader in rushing yards and everything. He was a great football player, but man, he was, I guess, I saw a tweet from a woman who worked at USC and had a non-disclosure agreement all these years, who came out and said, well, they paid off Kardashian, his lawyer, or the USC's lawyer paid off a couple women who I guess he, OJ'd, while he was still in college. So I guess, sad. Such a,
Yeah.
I guess it falls under the heading, you can be a great athlete, that doesn't make you a great person, huh?
Yeah, it's true. It doesn't make you a good person just because you're a good athlete, which I think is something that the American culture seems to have a severe trouble grasping that concept that just because somebody excels at something makes them a good human being, which is, I mean, look at all the freaking wide receivers in the NFL right now that are,
How's your Lamborghini running now, John?
yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And what? How much weed did he have in the car?
Plenty to get high on.
A shit ton. Hell, he could have done Cheech and Chong skits for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all right, let's get down to it. Last week was basketball week. It's golf
Got one
week.
more for you.
What? Okay.
I got one more for you.
All right.
What was the last thing? What was the last thing OJ said to Nicole?
Oh God.
Your waiter will be right with you.
Oh. So, is that going to be the last one of those?
Okay, yeah, I'll make
Oh,
the
it
last
doesn't
one.
have to. I'm just asking because, I set it up. I was thinking you were going to do a lesbian, a priest, and OJ gets to the St. Peter's Gate joke, but I guess you haven't got one loaded, huh?
I'm not smart enough to write my own jokes, and I haven't seen
No,
one.
one of the you can see it'd be a great combo joke, fit right in with your typical, all right. All right, let's move on to the Masters, which John has on the TV this Friday morning when they are doing bonus coverage because they didn't get done playing yesterday afternoon. And of course, they have bonus coverage because Tiger Woods is playing, and we're watching him because he's won there 5 times, and he is still the biggest name in the sport, I think. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, there's some good. I mean, there was a lot of people to finish, and I mean, they've already started the second round. There's only a couple groups. I think Tom Kim's group here might be the last group on the course still.
Well, Dustin Johnson was in the last group.
Same group.
Okay, I'm just telling you, I saw yesterday that Dustin was in the very last group, three or four behind Tiger. Yeah. So, all right. So, what do we want to talk about in terms of the Masters? We want to talk about our picks and how we're not going to do well, because it's crazy, or we just want to talk about Scottie Scheffler's going to win again and we're all going to enjoy it, or he doesn't
You
even seem
know,
to be working at shooting 66.
it seemed pretty casual 66, didn't it?
Yeah, la-di-da. Yeah, and he had an eagle putt on 15 that was, for most people you'd think was pretty makeable, and he didn't make it and settled for birdie. But it's like, yeah, 20 footer for eagle. Ho hum, I didn't make it. And it's like, well, if he makes a couple of those, man, he's like, yeah, nobody stands a chance.
Yeah, bogey free round. I mean, on those conditions yesterday with the wind the way it
Right.
was, I
Yeah.
mean, it was windy.
And like, I saw plenty of guys three putting because, between the wind and where the wind put the ball, you couldn't, yeah. Sometimes you can't two putt there.
Dude, I'd say it. I wish he was a little better, and I wish he was still on this tour. Maybe it's part of the reason why he's not, but Tyrrell Hatton is just fucking hilarious, man. He cracks me up. He is so funny the way
Yeah.
he gets after him. I mean, he never yells at, like, it's not like a spectator made a noise or this or that. I mean, he's always on himself, which just I think is the funniest thing. The other day, what was it he called? Fucking, you wanker. Oh, you're such a wanker, Terrell.
Yeah, like, well, you love the way, you love the term, so yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah, so yeah, I have Hatton in multiple pools, I think, so yeah, because he was
He finished even. He should have been better. He missed a pretty makeable birdie putt on 16 and 17 coming
well
in. So.
hit in the water on 12. Yeah, at the end of the day yesterday, it was like the I don't know what. It looks like the bank is definitely shaved pretty tight this year. Maybe it isn't, but there I saw a couple balls that were pretty close to on the front of the green and ran down into the water on 12 and 15. There are a couple
Yeah.
on 15 that were actually on the green. And caught the front slope, the false front on the green, and rolled back down in the lake there on 15. So,
You know, 15 is such a cool hole, and I could say cruel as well, because that layup shot is not easy. So if you're going to lay up, you're going to lay up into a downhill slope, into an elevated green. That you have to control your spin, because if it spins too much, it's coming back down and it's going to go in into the water.
And if you
If it
hit it
doesn't
too long, you
spin,
might be in the water long.
well, yeah, if you hit it way too long, or if you hit it too long, you're on the back edge of the green, and then you got this lightning freaking fast downhill putt that,
Right.
is just scary as shit. I mean, it's just, if you're, I think it's better to just go for it in two and pucker up and hope you can land it somewhere around the green or on the green. And because that lay, I mean, I think it's almost a harder shot to lay up.
Well, I The shot after the layup is harder. Yeah. I
Yeah,
don't
so
know.
I'm saying
I think that's you're saying that about 15. I think that's true of 13 too. I think
13's good.
the tilt on 13 where you there's not a flat place, I don't think, to lay up to. And then the green, you gotta make sure you carry the creek, which is right on the green. And then the green has so many, that's a humpy green. You gotta be on the right tier. You're gonna be over there three putting if you're
Yeah, I like the good thing about my with 13 though, your approach shot, your second shot is always typically the ball's above your feet, which helps with the draw, and that's the shot you need to hit into that green anyways. So, I mean, I think it's shorter than 15. Like 15's playing into the wind today, so I mean you're gonna have to hammer two really good shots to get home today and on 15. I mean, Homa hit a good drive and he still had like 245 in, which I know is just like a freaking 3 iron for a lot of these jackasses, but
Was going to say, I thought it was a 5 iron, but no, it's a, yeah, you don't see him take out a fairway wood very often.
no.
If they even carry one anymore. So, all right. So back to the top of this, is it anything to say other than it's Scotty is likely to take this thing? Is there somebody you see who you
Well,
think's
you've
gonna?
got, I mean, I don't see DeChambeau holding on, which I am probably going to jinx it, and he probably will, which is not what I want to see. I like Homa. I like, you got Danny Willett, who's not too far behind, who is also a past champion.
Will, this is his first tournament in since the middle of last year.
Yeah, but people. The Masters is a different beast, man. People do think, guys that I mean, there's some guys that just made a career out of playing pretty decent in the Masters. It seems like they were always in the top 10, and then you wouldn't hear from them again until the next year. Willie Zalatoris, he's playing pretty good. Fleetwood's playing well. I don't know. I think it's going to be hard to chase down Scotty. He's playing as good as he is. If he putts well, I mean, it's really hard to bet against the guy. And I think it's probably not very smart to bet against him either.
Well, I'm glad I have him in the KG pool.
Yeah, I had him too. I think you're silly not to take him. But then I screwed up with a couple other picks, and looks like I'm about ready to eliminate myself thanks to Sammy Burns and Jordan Spieth, unless one of those two wakes up today. Projected cut as of right now is at plus two.
Plus two. All right. And Tiger
What do you
hasn't. What Tiger finished the first round?
plus one?
Oh, really? Yes,
Yeah,
because
he bogeyed.
I listened to way too many shows about how to bet this, and they were saying to bet Phil over Tiger in the first round, and it was minus money, Phil for over Tiger. So they ended up pushing, huh?
Is that what Phil shot to?
Yeah. Phil hit it in the water on 16. He was under par to that point.
Yeah, I saw that shot. He was pretty bummed.
Well, how do you hit in the water? I mean, obviously a terrible shot. I mean, there's lots of room to put the ball on dry land there and maybe have a tough two putt, but you know what you're making, you hit it in the water.
Yeah.
At least four. Right.
Jordan is just folding.
Who?
Speed.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's like that. We didn't talk enough about, was it last weekend that he played the ball off the golf course, across off the golf course onto the roof, the metal roof of a building, and then had a window he had to hit the ball through for his next shot. And yeah, it was, even you and I playing, I don't know that I've ever seen us have quite that much of an adventure on a hole.
No, nope, it was pretty insane.
He can be wild, man. And probably almost as good a part of his running commentary as he's doing all this, right?
Yeah.
Because like Hatton, he does not keep quiet. talks talks to himself and the ball a lot.
And Danny, he talks to his caddy a lot.
And ignores him a fair amount of the time too, as I recall. So, all
And then
right.
it looks, also, it looks like Fowler is going to keep the jinx theory alive after winning the par three on Wednesday. He did not do well
I
yesterday.
don't know. I'm going to call this the line of the week, and you help me if you think there was you've seen a better one. You saw what Brooks said about that, right?
Brooks?
Koepka, about
No,
Fowler
I didn't.
winning the par three. He said, "That's great. Congratulations to your trophy. Nobody who ever wins the par three ever wins the actual tournament. So Ricky's chances just went from 0% to 0%."
That's cold.
She
That was brutal.
is.
That's just mean, man.
Yeah, he's clearly not a fan. But
I
Brooks,
guess not.
go Brooks.
Yeah, throwing shade, man.
Okay, so we're almost at the end of the podcast. I'm talking about how embarrassed are we going to be if Sean wins our little group pool. He got to pick first, so he took Scotty, which was the right thing to do. But somehow he takes Bryson DeChambeau out of left, absolutely left. When he put it, I said, "Oh, is he still playing? I mean, is he have?" And he comes out of the chute on Thursday and throws a 65 on the board. I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know how he came up with those picks, but like you said, obviously Scotty was the right one to take in the first pick, and then DeChambeau bailing him. Like I don't, what did he did he, I don't know if he must have like did a quick Google or something and said, "Ooh, DeChambeau, I like that guy."
I have no idea why you would. There's nothing in his form that says you should be picking him, and so he's way ahead because of he's got the two leaders with big numbers,
It's
and
early.
yeah, it's early. It is early, but yeah, I was like, why did he pick him? I really thought when he picked it, I said, that is a crazy pick. And then that was when I turned it on yesterday. Bryson was, he still had a few holes left, and he's on the top of the leaderboard. And I said, oh shit, that's just, I don't know what you say about it. It's just crazy. Yeah. But so I guess we'll all bow down to his brilliance if it holds up. Yeah. For a moment.
I think that just falls right under the old blind squirrel nut thingy.
Yeah. Okay. So let's finish up. There was,
Okay.
I was not paying attention for a while last night. I was working and those kinds of things. I came back to my phone to 50 text messages in the little red balloon. You guys were going nuts about candy.
Candy.
Candy. All right. So here you've had some time to think about it. You knock it off. What's the top five? Because
I'm gonna
you know
go.
you gave a top five, and then there was something else would come up, and you said, "Oh, I should put that in. I should put that in." Yeah.
I know, like the Milky Way Midnight, the dark chocolate one, that is such a good candy bar.
Well.
And so, Paydays are my go-to. Snickers is just a classic. $1,000 bar, the 100 grand, $100,000 bar, the 100 grand bar. I forgot about that one. That one's a great candy bar.
There he goes. Whack, whack. This is what they were doing for 50 text messages, people.
Yeah,
You did not
but
chime in on the Nutrageous. At some point, the Nutrageous got.
Nutrageous is pretty good too. I'm gonna remove the watch. So I had Payday, Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, whatchamacallit, and I forget what my fifth one was already. But the Milky Way Midnight and the 100 grand bar have to go back into my top five. I used to eat those, and I can't believe I forgot about the 100 grand. I used to eat them freaking all the time. Oh, Heath bar was my fifth one, which I do
Yeah,
like a
that's
good
right.
Heath
You got
bar.
some grief about Heath bars. Yeah.
I love toffee bar. I love Heath bar.
Yeah, toffee. I'm always, You guys are so funny. You just rattle off lists like bang, and I'm like, I'd have to sit down and list off every candy bar I can think of first, and then start to think about how to get to a top five list. And you guys are like, within half an hour, you guys have, oh no, that's my first list. Here's my second list.
Oh,
No, I forgot about this. Yeah.
Sean's first list was the worst candy bar
Yes.
list I've ever seen in my
Yeah,
life.
Josh says it was the worst list that anybody's ever made, or something like
It's like the
that.
original Hershey's bar on there. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
So apparently Sean misunderstood and he thought when the candy bar meant just a chocolate bar
No.
and some with nuts and some with Rice Krispie treats in it.
Yeah,
Because
can
he
you not
basically
go?
picked a version of the Hershey's bar, some
Yeah.
version of Hershey's
Well,
bar.
that goes, yeah, that goes to my how do you make a list without having some sort of parameters? And once, it gets easier if you say, well, you can't do this, you can't do, Twizzlers don't count, you don't. And if he claimed Reese's cups didn't count, if I remember right, was how
He
this began.
did.
Yeah,
He did
Reese's
not
cups
think
aren't
that.
a candy bar. So, yeah. So, all right.
And
So
then,
that was a fun one. So,
yeah, then we had to got into the whole Skittles, Starburst, Nerds debate.
you guys are getting a sugar high off your text messages, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, I had to come home and eat some chocolate.
Yeah. Hey, bro. Yeah,
Yeah.
this week, this is your advice. Keep your Lamborghini down, under 100 at least, right?
Yeah, especially when it's.
With no weed in it, okay? So do not be carrying weed in your Lamborghini.
It's always a good, that's a great idea. Let's carry around enough narcotics to get arrested for, and let's drive really recklessly in a rented
Middle of the
car
night.
in the middle of the night.
In
Yeah.
the middle of the night, yeah. In the middle of the night, yeah. So let's do 150, 160 mile an hour going down the road, carrying enough narcotics to be arrested for. Yeah. We said that good athletes don't have to be good people. They
Yep.
also don't have to be good decision makers. It is
Yeah,
not
they also aren't necessarily all that smart when it comes
right.
to
I
real
was
life
putting it a
decisions.
different way, but yeah. Yeah. So there you go, John. Yeah.
All right, bro.
All right, bro. It's been good. 5 weeks, bro.
I know. It's getting
5
pretty
weeks.
exciting.
Yeah. So
Getting pretty exciting.
yeah, I've got to find the right tool to get me where I'm hitting the ball right. So
I've only got three flights I'll be taking between now and our trip.
okay, so you're coming to Indiana the week before.
I leave for Birmingham, Alabama on Sunday, get back Wednesday, leave for Arizona on Thursday, get back Sunday, next
Next
Sunday.
week, you got two next week.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
I got to
tough.
go to Birmingham for work, for project takeoff with one of my builders that has a satellite office in Alabama.
Okay. All right, that sounds, yeah. Well, cash those checks.
Yeah, gotta sell something before I can cash a check.
Well, I thought that's that's why you're going, man. And just remember, if you don't grind that out and cash those checks, Ohtani's bookie will be looking for you. Or not.
I'll
Maybe they're or not. Yeah. Maybe you're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, bro. Have a good one.
All right, you
Love
too.
you. Yeah.
Love
Good
you.
luck. Good luck with your trips.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to play Ross Bridge.
Oh, were you?
Yeah,
Is it
but
still
I have
closed?
to
Is it
no,
open?
I have to leave. The tee time was on Wednesday. I have to leave Wednesday morning, so I won't get to play it.
Well, it's just out there, just not going to play the best course on the trail, I guess, huh?
No, it's twice I've got denied.
Yeah. All
But
right.
it won't be the last time I go see those guys.
Okay. Well, you'll get a chance then. And then you'll tell us all how what we missed. Of course, we couldn't play. It was closed, so when
Right.
we were there, but yeah. All right, bro.
Right,
Love you.
bro.
Take
Love
care.
you. Bye.